What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend, a gorgeous Mother's Day, and hope everyone's doing great. Speaking of mothers, hey, mother.
Hi.
How you darn?
I'm good, thank you. I did have a really great weekend.
It's
and
fabulous.
A great Mother's Day.
It's fabulous.
It was a really just lovely family-filled weekend.
It was. So important to celebrate the mothers.
Yes, thank you.
100%.
You sound a little disingenuous. Do you not want to be
celebrating?
Wow. Do you not want to be celebrating me?
Not right now. Not right fucking now, bitch. Accusing me of not respecting mothers.
I don't know.
It was not disingenuous at all.
Okay. Because I didn't feel like you were disingenuous yesterday when you were showering.
When I was showering you and our mother, the woman who gave us life, showering with love and adoration, what would make you think?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just like the vibe I was getting.
So toxic already. Oh my God.
No, but we seriously had a great day. So let's not ruin it.
You, what are you preaching to me? Preaching to me. You. I was continuing the celebration of mothers.
Right. Well, we had a great, great Mother's Day and a great weekend. I spent a lot of time with my turdy.
Yes, you did.
And usually after a long weekend, especially because we weren't in studio Thursday, Friday, usually I like, if I don't see you over the weekend, like we have so much to catch up on Monday and we really miss each other. Maybe the thing is that today we don't miss each other.
Maybe we've like had enough of each other.
I didn't feel that way.
Sounded like you
and
did.
We've been in the studio for like 15 minutes and we were having a good time.
We were giggling and cackling.
And then you just kind of like came at me with this like...
And then the camera comes on and the attacks begin.
You came at me with this like disingenuous like Mother's Day.
Energy, yeah.
Salutation.
Sure. Sure, Jax. God. Well, we do have a lot to catch up on. There wasn't a show on Friday because I was traveling. Let's catch up on so many things. First of all, speaking of Mother's Day, I don't know why I just
like,
can't
maybe
say.
Maybe it's the way that you keep saying it that way.
No, because when I kept seeing you guys yesterday, like when everybody kept showing up to the restaurant, I was like, happy Mother's Day. And yeah. Now it's just, it's Mother's Day.
Got it.
That's why. But speaking of Mother's Day, since we both love and respect mothers, we decided to drop a little surprise Mother's Day merch collection at toastmerch.com. We've got kids' clothes with the onesies. We've got mama's clothes with the crew necks. They're really cute and really sweet. Perfect for the mother in your life if you're an auntie, you know, whether it's blood or spiritual.
Yeah.
So much for everyone at toastmerch.com.
So much for everyone. We've never done a surprise drop like that. Like no lead up. Just like, here's the collection. Go shop now. It's the cutest things for your little one. We have like infant onesies that go up to 24 months. But then we also have t-shirts for the toddler in your life. 2T, 3T, 4T.
I love the toddler in my life.
I was like an abbreviator. I'm like, that's not a word.
I have so many toddlers in my life who I love.
Yeah. So
is Harry a toddler?
You know what? That's a great question. I think so. No. Or he's an infant.
No way.
I need to look up the exact age because sometimes I like will Google like infant cough, toddler cough. Right. I'm like, well, which one is he? Baby cough.
He really ain't an infant. And you know what? He ain't a toddler.
No, he's not a toddler.
You know what I think he is? Rolled. One of one.
Yeah. No, but sound off in the comments. Like, so he's one.
No, he's like 15 months, yeah?
Yeah. What is that?
IDK.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there's that.
But he could actually, it's, you know what? It's all making sense because he could fit into either the onesie or the t-shirt.
Transitional.
I buy him like 24 months. We have the onesie for that. Or I could get him 2T. That's 24 months.
The toast. We've got a onesie for that.
We've got a onesie for everything. And then we have the cutest mama merch for yourselves.
Yourselves.
And I'm so excited to literally wear everything all at once. We have really cute designs for this merch. That bear.
That bear. It's so cute. It really brings a tear. It brings a tear to even the most cynical of eyes.
The bear, the podcasting bear, is on our Instagram. You could see the merch designs. And I'm just obsessed with him.
Yeah, I know you are.
Like, he's my new obsession.
Obsessed.
Obsessed beyond. And you know who loves him? Streisand.
Streisand. I promise I didn't know he was Streisand. I didn't know.
Now you know, though. So there's no more excuses.
The more you know. So we haven't done an episode since Thursday. And I will say our podcast only episode on Thursday, like, might have been one of my favorites. It was like so next level, like moronic.
It was so crazy. I didn't remember anything that was discussed until people were messaging me yesterday being like, four.
Yeah, right. And can you remind me like where four comes from? So it was just great. We were both like delirious because we recorded it Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. But it's been a while since we've seen you guys. Back in studio feels so good. And, you know, I've been traveling a lot these last 3 weeks. Like, I'm good now. My travels are done. And I'm just like back to Jackson Claude OG recipe in the studio.
Yeah.
And what's better than that?
Same for me. Like, I've been here and there and everywhere.
All over.
And I'm ready to settle just down with settle. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was in Frisco on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the ACM Awards, Academy of Country Music. I vlogged the whole experience. So if you want to head over to patreon.com/toast, it's already up. You can
That's why I feel fully recapped on it and debriefed, because the vlog
went up on Friday.
It covers the gamut of the weekend and it was so good. And really your vlogging skills are improving every day.
You know, I was proud of this one, and I'm feel like my turnaround time lately for the vlogs has been like, if I don't like do something the second it needs to be done, it'll be months.
100%. If I don't answer a text right when I get it,
yep,
years.
So that's why on both my plane ride home from Nashville and my plane ride home from Dallas, I edited the vlogs. So they've been really timely. Pat me on the back. Thank you. And the whole recap is there, but I just want to say me and Margo had the best time at the ACM Awards. The vlog covers like red carpet glam, actual interviews on the red carpet, all of our interview footage, which we usually do our live stream, which like lives on YouTube forever, which is so fun, was on the Amazon Fashion Snapchat. So for those who caught it, I hope you enjoyed. It was so much fun. And I'm so happy to be home.
We're happy to have you.
But it was really fabulous. And I liked the way that I looked, you know, which is so, so risky. You know, it's such a gap, like 50-50. Not only when you're just, you know, a human being putting on clothes, but also you're a human being wearing an updo.
And you're Claudia Ashray wearing an updo.
Updo.
Claudia Ashray stepping out of her box.
Updo Gate, which we spoke about at length leading up to the actual award shows. Updo Gate was kind of the whole journey was chronicled in the vlog. So you'll see the highs, the lows, you know, the haircut. I cut my hair, like with scissors. Well, I didn't. Anna, the gorgeous Patreon member stylist, did.
Who loves Toast Radio.
She loves Toast Radio.
She said she loved it. It's one of her favorite episodes.
And her husband loved it too. They listened to it on a long car ride.
So we're just like bringing couples together.
Literally. So yeah, I won't spoil too much of the vlog, but it was just a great weekend. Thanks for giving me the day off on Friday, Jax. I was not fucking okay. And I don't even know when I would have vlogged because I was on the plane. And I also think after this vlog, like, I might end up on a no-fly list.
Yeah, for sure. There's a breakdown in the airport bathroom. If anybody Airplane bathroom. If anyone was standing outside the door, like, you would have ended up on a watch list.
I was concerned that, like, my screaming was, like, going to alert people.
Imagine you were waiting for the bathroom and you heard a girl screaming in there. And she's by herself.
And she's vlogging.
No, but, like, you don't know she's vlogging. So, yeah. Like, she walks out. You've just heard her screaming. Like, maybe she, like, got into a fight with someone. And she's by herself.
Yeah, no, it was just one of those days where, like, everything was bothering me. Like, even, like, the clothes on my back were like itching my skin. Like, I was just so irritable. And I just had to document it for the vlog because I'm such an authentic content creator. And that's what you guys saw. On the vlogs, you're gonna see highs and lows. You're gonna see breakdowns in airplane bathrooms and you're gonna see glamorous girls on the red carpet.
It's true. You can't have one without the other.
And that's called being dynamic and being authentic.
Authentic. I think you are extremely authentic.
Thank you so much, Jackie. That was kind of your takeaway from the vlog, from watching it?
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was things that you weren't telling us or things that you were holding back.
And you didn't feel like there were any inauthentic moments.
No, and I didn't feel like you were putting on airs.
Yeah.
I felt like we were there with you.
That's good.
Yeah, I felt just like the satchel.
Right.
Just along for the ride.
It was a satchel-filled weekend.
It was. We got so much satch this weekend.
So much satchel time.
And we're so grateful.
Oh, and then I got home on Friday and I went to Stassi Schroeder's live show.
You did. Busy, girl.
I was so busy. Oh my God, I'm so tired. She is on tour doing like a live podcast live show with her husband and Taylor Strecker. So their show was in New York. I met so many toasters. It was fabulous. And it was so much fun. So I really just had like a crazy busy weekend.
You did.
Crazy girl. And I watched Ted Lasso.
I was watching it and I just like am not pulled enough to keep like I will keep watching it. It's just like I'm not obsessed that like, oh my God, I have to go home and finish it.
No, it's
I
not the type of show that like keeps you on your toes.
No, but like you just want to keep watching more and more.
Because you love the characters.
I found this season to be like kind of womp. And I've loved it in the past. I don't know if I already said this on the show because I was saying like, I don't know if the show has changed a little or like I've changed, but it's just not like doing for me what it used to do.
It's certainly, this season is not as good as seasons past, but it's still a great show that's like fun and easy to watch and doesn't give you a pit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But there's just like a lot of extra verbiage.
There's
like
a lot of also Nate.
Nate, but at least he's like interest. You never know what he's going to do. But like, I feel like the dialogue is getting really verbose.
Wordy.
Yeah, with all their like jokes that they don't stop making. And it's like, it's not that funny. Like,
I feel that. Like some of, honestly, like Ted, like he's so moronic.
Yeah, he just like for something that could be a one word answer, it's a word salad from him like every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do like that they've brought in some of our like favorite characters and made them even bigger like staples, like Trent Crim, the independent. Mm-hmm. He now like works for the team or whatever. He's like shadowing the team. And he was like me and Ben's like favorite character. Like every time he would stand up and say Trent Crim, the independent.
But is he
like,
still?
He doesn't say Trent Crim, the independent.
No, but is he still your favorite character?
Yeah, you learn more about him, and he, like, develops a friendship with someone on the team, and, like, it's really sweet.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
No, it's still good.
Yeah.
But also, like, with Keely and
Jack.
No.
Oh.
Roy breaking up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's more that happens.
It's just wrong.
I agree. It's like, why?
So, like, what are we watching for?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also started the new season of The Other Two, which is that show I've been telling you to watch. And they skip 3 years in the future. I don't know why, because I think maybe I discovered the show. I think that a new season hasn't come out since before COVID. So they like skip over COVID, but they like do flashbacks because like Carrie was filming a movie. It was actually very funny, like COVID stuff. But I was like so confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It didn't even say 3 years later.
You were confused.
Me and Beth were just confused.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I've been watching Working Moms too.
So good, right?
It's good, but it's like a little dark.
What season are you on?
Still first season.
Oh.
Like.
It's real, Jax. It's real.
It is real, but like there's. It's a little, like, I expect it to be a little more, like, lighthearted. And
yeah.
They're just, it's like, Jenny is, like,
Oh, that Jenny.
That storyline.
By the way, she goes away for a while.
Okay. And then Kate, like, takes a job in Montreal. And
she's running back and forth.
She just had her first day, and she already flew home to, like, be with her son in the hospital. And it's just, like, dark. And then Anne
is the best.
Oh, yeah. I think she's probably my favorite character, but, like, she was pregnant. And, like, then she didn't want another kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And
it's just, like...
Yeah, I will say I forgot about that because there's, like, six seasons.
And then,
seasons.
Of course, Crazy Pants. Frankie.
Obsessed.
Sold her house.
Obsessed.
No, I can't.
By the way, she stabilizes. Like, she becomes, like, the most stable. Like, I forgot that the early seasons of the show, I guess they are, like, kind of crazy. Because it does level out and just become, like, a show about working moms, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I forgot about crazy-ass pants Zoe.
Jenny.
Whatever. Her kid's name is Zoe. She hates her kid.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, weird. I don't know. It's...
Stick with it, though.
I will.
It's, like, so cute. And I think at, like, certain points, once it levels out, like, you'll find it extremely relatable.
There are moments. Like, there are certain, like, niche things that you could only, like, really...
No.
I would never have appreciated, like, until I was a mom. So, I enjoy that. But I'm just like, these storylines, man, like...
Darkness. Okay, that's such a fair criticism.
For a
honestly.
Show that's like a lighthearted comedy,
it's like
about
a sitcom.
Mom.
Yeah. Right. Totally.
Right.
Right. So it was a great weekend. It's going to be a great episode. There's lots to discuss. Let's talk about, you know, the attempted cancellation of Miss Kelly Clarkson. We'll get into it in depth.
Not on my watch.
But just know, like a little teaser for what's about to come. Like, we are not here for it.
Not on my watch.
What we're not going to do is bring down America's sweetheart, the loveliest woman in daytime. That's what we're not going to do.
Via the actions of someone else completely.
But yeah, by proxy.
But we keep putting Kelly's face in the article.
And Kelly's name in the headline.
wrong.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about lots of going on in the Taylor Swift universe this weekend.
Yeah.
It's like every day there's just like something to talk about with Taylor. And it's like, I just can't tell you how much joy that brings me. Like, I will not tire. There was like definitely like a year, maybe like a few months ago where like, not a year. There was like a few months, like maybe a year ago, where we like could not stop talking about the Kardashians.
Yes.
It comes and goes with celebrities. Like, we're in our Taylor press era, and I couldn't be happier. And this week, you know, what's been so interesting, especially now that she's hitting up the New England, you know, Eastern Seaboard, between every weekend, she's in New York and she's hitting up the fabulous spots. She's loving a members club. She's gone to Casa Cipriani. She's gone to Zero Bond. I have plans every night this week because I will see Taylor. Like, I'm going to Carbone. Like, I'm going to see Taylor.
You think that's where she'll go?
I don't know.
Maybe she'll go back to the clubs.
Yeah, I know. I know. I gotta go.
Like, you kind of just need to like get dressed and stay on alert and then just like have people like DM you tips.
I honestly, or you like, just described like the worst night of my life. Yeah, like, yeah. Or get like, dressed and stay on alert. Like, no, I'd rather.
I like yeah. to just like let you know if she gets a sighting so you can run down.
Because like an ideal night for me is to get undressed and stay on alert, yeah. you know, and like with my eyes closed.
But for Taylored?
For Taylored, I would do it. I'm going out every night this week for Taylored.
What are you doing?
I just got plans, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for the invite. I couldn't make it, but I would have loved to be there.
Okay, like, I don't really have that many plans. I have, like, one night. I have, like, one dinner, and I'm just, like, hoping that she'll be there.
What is it?
Just dinner.
You can't say?
Well, I, like...
What, was that Carbone?
Yeah.
You're hoping she'll be at the restaurant, not, like, at your dinner
table? I know she won't be at my table.
No, maybe you were invited to an event that you think she might go to.
Okay, wait. Wait. I just thought of something. The person who I'm having dinner with is actually, like, a close personal friend of Taylor Swift.
Who?
Oh, yeah. So if she, let's just say she was at the restaurant, like she would come up to my table.
100%. But like that person might also be like meeting up in New York if they're both in New York.
Oh, wait.
Person might know what
Taylor's maybe I should have dinner with this person every night of the week.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Yeah, get to work. Stay alert.
Stay alert and get dressed.
And get dressed.
So should we dive in?
Yeah.
We've dallied.
We have. So without further ado, here are the fast five stories that you need to know.
And today's episode is brought to you by Chamberlain Coffee. Introducing Chamberlain Coffee's new ready-to-drink collection, inspired by Emma Chamberlain's daily cold brew recipe. Chamberlain Coffee just launched 4 plant-based latte flavors in a can that are available exclusively at Walmart. You shake well and serve cold for the best coffee experience. So everyone loves Chamberlain Coffee. The canned coffee is now available at Walmart. You can get it at walmart.com. They come in 4 different flavors and it just requires no effort. You know, it's in a can. And I think things that require no effort, like we should support those initiatives. And this is one of them. We have them here at the studio. Whenever everybody comes in, we're like, want a coffee? We actually have coffee to offer them. It's really nice. And they've, you know, been very well received thus far. Mm-hmm. So all 4 lattes are vegan. They're made with almond and coconut milk, which is so Emma. They're naturally sweetened with date syrup. They contain only 1 gram of sugar per can and they're free from artificial flavors and preservatives. So the flavors include the cold brew latte, a mocha latte, cinnamon bun latte, and a vanilla latte. The cinnamon bun latte is just really chef's kiss. I love coffee that doesn't taste like coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really like a big, you know, fan of like, you know,
the bean itself
and like sniffing the beans, being like, yeah, these came from a region in Colombia. You know, I'm not one of those people. You can take your favorite cold brew lattes on the go anytime, anywhere. You can have coffee on hand to grab in seconds. No preparation required. Leave them in your office fridge. Leave them in your fridge at home. We've got tons at the studio. Just good to have. You know, you never know when you're going to need it.
You never know.
For a limited time, our listeners can get a free Chamberlain Coffee latte when they purchase a can. Terms and conditions apply. Visit chamberlaincoffee.co/thetoast for offer details. Again, that's chamberlaincoffee.co/thetoast for offer details. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honey, the easy way to save money when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for a coupon code is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. So thanks to the Toasters, we've known about Honey long before since they started sponsoring our podcast. We've kind of known for being like early adapters to fabulous things, and Honey is one of them. It's a free browser extension that you download for free when you use our link, and it just, you know, I don't know how browser extensions work, but they just go. They like attach to your internet browser, and then every time you're shopping, I've saved money on makeup, food, electronics, clothing, of course. Every time you're shopping, you'll like forget it's even there. And then the second before you press checkout, they're like, hey, girly, want to save money? You click apply coupons. Honey does its thing. The little coin dances while it finds coupon codes. He's got some good moves. And then next thing you know, random promo code is saving you 15% off on your outfit for an engagement party you have this weekend, which is exactly what happened to me. So you'll wait a few seconds. Honey will search the internet for coupons it can find, and then you'll watch the price drop if they find a working coupon. And what's so exciting, we've been using Honey for years on our laptops, but now Honey works on your iPhone. So it works on your iPhone. Just activate it on your Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you're straight up missing out. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting the toast. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/toast. That's joinhoney.com/toast.
Thank you, Claudia.
Happy shopping. You're gonna be so rich after Honey.
Are you ready for our first story?
No, actually, I'm not.
You're not.
I just don't feel like contributing to this, you know, toxic narrative around Kelly Clarkson.
It's actually not going to be our first story because that's just, I don't want to give it that air. Like, I want to start with, like,
I agree.
I want to start.
We're burying the story.
We're burying it. Like, I love that. It's not the most important story today.
I agree.
I would say the big story of this morning are the Sports Illustrated cover models dropped. Four cover girls we have. Martha Stewart at 81 becomes the oldest woman to cover Sports Illustrated. Megan Fox, Brooks Nader, and Kim Petras each have their own cover.
So I have to say, I'm guffawed that Martha Stewart's 81. Like, she, you know, she has, like, her body's amazing, and she, like, looks like an older woman. She does not look 81.
Yeah.
She really looked so fabulous. Like, they really styled her to perfection. Just, like, rich older woman. She has, like, big sunglasses and diamonds in the water. It's very on brand for Martha. I really love this selection. It never would have even crossed my mind, honestly.
No.
But Martha's such a queen. Like, name a woman who has a better name a woman who's gone to prison who has a better reputation than Martha Stewart. I'll wait.
I don't think I can.
Right.
I don't think I can.
She's an inspiration.
She is. She is looking so great. I love the cover photo the best for her.
Me too. But I also love the one when she's in the water with, like, this big, obviously, these, like, ones? $1 million necklace. Yeah. But the ones without the glasses I like better.
Oh, okay. Okay,
she looks fabulous. And I'm here for it.
Now, how do you feel about four cover girls?
This is, like, because a new thing they do.
It's not my favorite thing that they're doing. No, I understand, like, everyone's a winner.
I know.
Make a choice.
Yeah, no, I do and long I like for it the days.
People from becoming, like, the Sports Illustrated girly who, like, then a career is
right.
catapulted. Because also, it's like Brooks Nader is the only, like, model, like,
right.
model who.
By trade.
Everyone else is a celebrity.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not going to do anything crazy for their careers. It's just, like, cool.
Yeah, I do long for the days. Like, there were a few years where, like, they would select an, not unknown, but, like, a very much on the rise. We hadn't heard of them, but, like, if you were a modeling scout, you might have. Where they would choose one girl and it would, like, change the trajectory of the girl's life. That's how we got Kate Upton. That's how we got Hannah Davis Jeter. There was, like, you know, it was really, like, a big honor and it would change your life. And then slowly, like, then they had that Chrissy Teigen, Nina Agdal, like, three girls on one cover.
But that was good. Still cool.
It was good. And now it gives, like, you know, participation energy. And it's not going to change the life of one girl and make that girl, like, the next big it model. I love all these covers. So, like, I don't have a problem with any of these participants.
No, I don't have a problem.
But I do, like, I liked when they would just, like, kind of, like, put their, you know, like how the queen would knight someone. They would just knight, like, you're the next big thing. And it would be exciting to see who they chose.
Yes.
I still enjoy all their content. And they really do a good job of, like, choosing people from the internet. They don't, like, shy away from, like, Instagram modelly energy. But yeah, I do long for those days.
Yeah, it was a cool thing.
Yeah.
And this is a different cool thing. Yep. Martha Stewart on the cover of the Sports Illustrated.
It's fabulous.
It's very cool. Like, Kim was on the cover last year.
Yeah.
And also then all these covers become so unmemorable. It's like, yes. We remember all those covers probably up until
Hannah Jeter. No.
Kate, remember when Kate Upton got three covers?
Yep. But, like, they were so, like, crazy and iconic. Sexy and, like, her tits were just, not to be, like, disgusting, but, like, they were just, like, voluptuous and, like, she was here, like, she was really out here representing the big titty committee. And, like, and then Hannah Jeter, where her bathing suit, like, was almost off of her vagina. Like, they are memorable. And I remember the three girls, and I've definitely forgotten some are memorable, but I've forgotten a lot. No. I don't even remember what Kim's looked like.
Yeah, it looked like her Instagram. Ever since we've had a hodgepodge mania over at Sports Illustrated covers, I can't think of the last iconic one that I've seen, but I will say I think Megan Fox's
is stunning.
Is the best of this year.
Yeah.
She looks insane. I love the bathing suit or
whatever
outfit,
it is.
Whatever it is. I think she looks great.
Yeah, no, I don't have a critique of any of the selects or any of the photos.
No.
But it does seem like a little meh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, like, if they are going to do four,
then,
like,
now
it's a great four.
Great four. But Let's like the four.
But I'm team one.
I'm team one as well.
But if I have to play on team four, okay, great.
Yeah, I want to be like GBT, make a prediction.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's a bad prediction. I take it back.
What would?
Because I was going to say, like, honestly, Sierra from Summer House is like in her modeling era. Like, she should be next year. But she just signed a thing with Victoria's Secret. That's why I was like in my brain. And she can't do both.
Got it. I also am curious to see who's going to be on the inside of the magazine.
Rookies are for next year.
Yeah. And I don't think they're going to go back to one.
No. If anything, there'll be six.
There'll be six. Because for a while it was like three.
Yeah. Then four. And you know what happens after four?
What?
Five. Mind blown.
No.
Yeah.
I told you four is a tricky number.
I know.
But it's one they chose and it's one they got. And it's one we got.
And they all look great. Should have been us. But you know, how frightening would that be?
But we're frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust and believe. Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah. And then I wonder...
Or does everybody need to see that?
No, I think they're good.
Yeah. If they shot me from, like, the breasts up, I would do it.
Yeah. I want to see the inside of, like, the rest... I'm not going to get the magazine. And I also wonder, like, how sales are when it's four. Do they actually care who sells the most? Or it's just, like...
I totally forgot that this was, like, a print initiative.
I know. Because also, Now I'm realizing I've been seeing some people... People post Sports Illustrated like announcements all year long.
Yeah.
And I never know like when the cover is coming.
Right. No, because I follow Melissa Wood and she was a rookie or something. She's included this year. So I've been like following her journey for like literally months.
I follow Nicole Williams English from WAGS. She's a model and she was pregnant this year and she did Sports Illustrated pregnant.
Cool.
And the pictures were awesome. It didn't dawn on me that like, oh, and we're waiting for the cover.
Right. Because when there's, it's like a little bit of a letdown when there's like so much hoopla all year. So it's like, it's not this big reveal and there's four.
And then also you have the people posting their old pictures. So I'm like, what's new?
Is this current?
But here it is.
That's like a storyline on the other two. So he gets like one movie.
Okay.
And he posts, happy 1 month since Night Nurse came out. Literally, and he has like all these drafts scheduled to like the 1 year anniversary. And he's like losing followers like mad. And his mom literally has to sit him down and be like, you have to stop posting. Like for all the castmates, happy birthday, Beanie Feldstein. Loved working with you on Night Nurse.
That's so funny.
Molly Shannon sits him down and is like, you have to make me a promise. Like she gives him $100,000 because he's being blackmailed. She's like, I'll give you this money. But you had to stop posting about Night Nurse. And that's like, it's so real. That's what people do who have like one thing.
Going on.
And they wish every castmate a happy birthday or somebody gets married and they're like, congratulations, Beanie Feldstein. Loved working with you on Night Nurse.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That is really funny.
And you watch his followers like drop every time he posts. It's so funny.
Well, congrats to all the models and celebrities.
And the grads.
They're still graduating.
Yeah, they are. That they are. What are your thoughts on the college graduation weekends being over Mother's Day?
I mean, I can understand there's only so many weekends and all the colleges have to split them. But as a mother now, like, it's wrong.
But it's also like...
You're celebrating your kid. It forces the family to be together.
It's actually like... I was thinking about that this weekend because I saw people... I follow Jessica Seinfeld and she was out at Duke with her daughter celebrating.
You think it's two birds, one stone.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's interesting that, you know, graduation is on Mother's Day. But is it so bad the family's all together? They're taking a trip to North Carolina or wherever it is.
As long as the ceremony's not on Sunday.
As long as the ceremony's not on Sunday. Yes. Let's talk about worse human experiences than sitting through the calling of the names.
Sitting through a graduation period.
Unless
it's like a middle school. That seems like cute to me.
Oh, yeah, adorable.
I feel like even high school. I feel like just college graduations because like your family hasn't been around for any of it. It's like, where are we? Who are these people?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
And you get, like, four tickets, and, like, everyone's grandma, aunts, uncles, and third cousin comes in and, like, waits outside.
Yeah.
No, for your graduation was far and away the worst one. Because Olivia, Margo, and I all went to NYU, and they do it by school. So it's, like, it's much smaller. And at least, like, we don't have to travel anywhere. Like, it was just, like, a torturous afternoon. Yours was a torturous weekend.
Mine was a weekend.
And the actual graduation was, like, thousands and thousands of people. It was, like, a real college graduation.
For sure, but it's actually a small school.
Compared to, yes, University of Michigan, but like compared to NYU, it's enormous. Cause like it would be done by school in NYU. Like we went to the Beacon Theater. Beacon Theater only seats like 1,000 people.
Okay.
Your thing was in like a massive, I think it was on the lawn, you know?
No, it was in like the sports center.
Right. It was fucking huge. And did they call the names? Yeah, they called the names.
They called the names. So we waited till mine and then we
And God forbid, out. You know, our name was spelled Ashri. No, it's Oshri with an O.
At least it's not Zoshri, okay?
It might as well have been, honestly, to wait till O. I thank God you weren't married. Wine reb.
Oh my God.
Oh.
But it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got lit.
But I agree. The ceremony is just
dreadful.
Dreadful.
Never ending.
Dreadful.
I'm so glad we're like out of that phase of our lives. Like we're all graduated from college.
Yeah.
Well, happy graduation, grads. You did.
Yeah,
it.
I hope you enjoy your ceremonies.
Now that we've ruined it.
Are you ready for our next story?
No, because I will not participate in the tearing down of a successful woman.
So over
the, well, not today, I won't.
Over the weekend, or was it?
Yeah, like Friday.
Friday. An article dropped that the Kelly Clarkson show is a traumatizing workplace run by monster. One monster.
Right, and so when you read that headline, who would you assume is the monster at the top of the Kelly Clarkson show? Who would you assume? Knowing not what you know about Kelly.
Kelly.
Right.
And also, who would you assume, given like everything we've learned about some problematic daytime talk show hosts over the last few years?
Right. So I was actually thinking last night, like I will go back and watch our dissection of the Ellen report and compare it to our dissection of the Kelly report. But the thing is, like, Ellen being like a mean person is like the most believable narrative. Kelly being evil is quite literally unbelievable. No,
Kelly would have to walk up to me and punch me in the face.
Even then, I'd be
even
like,
then, I'd say it was involuntary spasm.
No, even then, I would say I probably needed it.
Yeah, no, like for real. But anyways, Rolling Stone like dropped an expose about the Kelly Clarkson show. It's toxic behind the scenes, staffers say.
They're overworked and underpaid.
According to 11 current and former employees, the talk show host is fantastic, but a number of the show's producers make employees' lives hell. So they reiterate a few times throughout the article that the staffers think that Kelly has no idea about like people being unhappy in her workplace, but that there is like a top producer who's just known for making the workplace miserable. She's worked on other shows and done this, like, and the staffers are sometimes like crying on like in the stairwell or on the roof or right. something.
On the roof.
Right? They said on the roof.
I did read the stairwell, but perhaps the roof as well. There are only so many places that you can get privacy to cry. Oh,
I remember going up on the roof of the stage to cry, being like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Why am I putting myself through this? I just want to say for that particular anecdote, they didn't share what sent her to the roof.
Right.
To cry. So there's just like a lot of
crying,
broad sweeping accusations. I didn't get a lot of exact instances of what what the crimes were.
When you compare it to Ellen, there were like so many instances of like the exact, she made fun of my nail polish, like people sharing the anecdotes with so many details.
Yeah.
So Kelly and I has just don't buy it.
Kelly has an executive producer whose name is Alex Dutta, and the staffers are like kind of attributing all of it to her while Kelly's face is on the article and her name is in the headline.
Right, and God forbid they put Alex Dutta in the headline.
They said former employees say the toxic behavior behind the scenes starts with Dutta, who shields Clarkson from what staffers say they're enduring because of the climate Dutta created. The former employee says, quote, I think Dutta's a monster.
It's really hard to like read this article, Dutta.
Yeah. I have a friend who's an executive producer who warned me about taking this job, but apparently she has done this on every show that she's worked on.
So it sounds like the article is more an analysis on the Dutta workplace as opposed to the Clarkson workplace. And I don't appreciate, you know, anyone using Kelly's good name to boost their article. I don't.
No, I don't. But here's some more quotes because this former employee says, Kelly is fantastic. She's a person who never treats anyone with anything but dignity and is incredibly appreciative. I would be shocked if she knew. I'd be floored if she knew the staff wasn't getting paid for 2 weeks of Christmas hiatus.
Oh, damn.
The Kelly that I interacted with and everyone knows would probably be aghast to learn that.
Yeah.
One former employee says they recently quit working at the show because a producer who reports to Dutta yelled and cursed at them multiple times on stage. They say they developed so much anxiety from the way they were treated at work that they would regularly vomit and exhibit physical signs of sickness. They say the job deteriorated my mental health.
Well, it's good that she quit. It's not okay.
But like, a second former employee says they took a leave of absence because their mental health was also suffering. They say they were bullied and intimidated by producers who went out of their way to make staffers feel scared to ask questions and get their work done. According to the staffer, this prompted them to take a month away from the job and see a psychiatrist for the first time in their life because they truly couldn't handle it mentally. Then you also have to think about like what work they're doing at the Kelly Clarkson show.
Right.
Like, it seems like they're in the Marines with the yelling and the screaming. And it's like, girl, we're just singing in the middle of the day.
We're karaokeing our way to 5 o'clock.
fuck. In the middle of the day, like, stop yelling.
Yeah, no.
People need to calm down.
I think, like, everyone really needs to, like, constantly be reminding themselves, no matter what it is, like, it's not that deep. Like, why are you yelling?
Like, why is this such a high-pressure work environment?
Like, right.
This is a joyful daytime talk show hosted by America's Sweetheart. Like, calm down, producers.
Calm down. That's such a good point. Like, why are you yelling?
Like, I'm sure there's a lot of work that goes into a show.
Of course.
And so much behind the scenes. But, like, Kelly gets on and she lights up and a conversation takes place. Like, let the chips fall where they may. You don't need to, like,
micromanage Kelly.
Micromanage people and, like, yell at them on their fucking power trip about your little singing show.
No, that's the thing with, like, human nature, but also I think people who, like, work in entertainment, it's like the first taste of power, like, they turn into monsters.
Well, that's kind of people in general.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, what they think that they're doing on these shows is like just so important, and, like, we have to make this. It's,
right.
It's like, everyone just calm down.
Yeah, the show will go on.
The show, yeah, because Kelly's a pro.
Right, and as long as we have Kelly, like, we need not be yelling.
We need not be yelly.
Yelly Clarkson.
No, so I feel bad for Kelly. I woke up on Saturday.
She released a statement.
She put out, like, some text on Font.
Right.
And said, like, that she had no idea, and obviously, like, that she doesn't stand for any of this.
Of course, we knew that she didn't.
We didn't think that she did.
I never once would think, oh yeah, this is like a Kelly-approved environment.
No.
But I don't take lightly the usage of Kelly's name and likeness to generate clicks for this story.
But I also feel like it's the only way for these people
to be heard.
To be heard, because they did lodge tons of complaints with HR that didn't change the tone of the workplace.
And, like, how does that happen? Aren't HR agencies, like, in place so things like this don't happen? And NBC, this is, like, the most corporate-ass shit. Like, you can't, you know, everything is on record. What's the point?
Right.
Like, HR, like, do your job.
Yeah. So I guess if there was an article that came out, like, Alex Dutta is a mean boss,
we'd be like, who fucking cares?
We wouldn't make it to the Fast Five. So they have to use Kelly's name for visibility.
I get it, but I don't appreciate it.
No, I don't appreciate it either.
Because I will not join this bandwagon. Like, I will not. Because people who just read this article, just read this headline, like, move on with their lives and then see it posted everywhere else. It gets picked up. It was a Rolling Stone exclusive, but it gets picked up everywhere. Well, just now move forward, like, thinking Kelly Clarkson is a mean woman.
Yeah.
And I don't take that lightly.
And I know that that's not true.
Same.
I just know it in my bones.
I know it in
and
my
also,
bones,
like,
too.
They're literally saying that she's not.
And you know what?
They're literally saying in the article, right. Kelly is the nicest, sweetest person. She's exactly who you think she is. She has no idea this is going on.
But let me tell you something. Like, I love Kelly, and, like, I didn't even read the article. Like, no one reads the article.
No, I read the article so that I could know, so I could have
refute it.
So that I could have Kelly's back.
Yeah.
Like, I read it ready to defend Kelly.
We just wrote defend.
And thankfully, there was nothing in there
that was indefensible.
That made me question my standhood, even the smallest bit. If anything, we stand harder than we did before because they're saying she's an amazing person.
And this is a transitional time for Kelly. We reported last week her show is permanently moving to 30 Rock in New York. And I think it's a great time to shake things up. Shake it up, Chicago. Get rid of Alex. Hire us and we'll get that place running like a well-oiled machine
for sure. But I also feel like this Alex woman, I mean, she's not a public figure, she didn't respond to their questions for comment, but like if Kelly's talking to all her producers, like, it's a conversation, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, she might be like, these people were literally so terrible at their
right
job.
Right,
they couldn't get like 1 + 1 = sock done,
right.
Like, someone has to move and shake them,
right?
Give her a chance. Like, I would like to hear her side of the story.
I would like to too, but it also sounds like this is just like, this is her MO and perhaps why she's so successful, that she got this job and she's done this at other places. It's like her thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a wench monster.
Yeah. But sometimes it takes a wench monster
to get a show all the Emmys and all the success and accolades that Kelly has had thus far.
Yeah. But for me, I'm just like, no, Kelly's the reason for the season.
Obviously.
Because there are some shows that are like, it feels more like ensemble, you know? Like,
yep.
But this is like, this show is a success because of Kelly's heart and soul.
Agreed.
And voice.
And I would argue that so much of the success of Kelly's show has to do with their presence on social media. Like, whoever's running that department is clearly like a young, like, with it person. They absolutely crush it.
We should hear from that person.
They're the reason why, like, Kelly's so relevant on TikTok now, why people like flock to her covers and like her, the videos of her like covering her Kelly-oke go so viral.
I want to hear from that person because they work for the workplace.
Yep.
But they're very good at their job. Mm-hmm. What's their experience been like?
I would love to hear from them as well. I'll find them on LinkedIn. Care to comment for the toast?
Do it.
I've done it already.
It's done.
It's been done.
If you know the person who does Kelly Social,
reach out to us. We'll keep it private. But we're just curious.
Yeah.
We're just nosy.
Yeah, we are curious. We have to get to the bottom of this in order to clear our girl's name.
Right.
You're not going to drag her through the mud and we're going to sit back and not ask questions.
Right. Leave Kelly alone.
Yeah. I can't believe she had to wake up and post that.
I know. She's at a really unique place in her life where she's so unbelievably successful and famous and she's never had to post a words note app, statement, screenshot. And I hate that we've gotten to this place.
Yeah.
And I think it's more of a statement on society that we got to a place where Kelly Clarkson had to do that and act at such a low brow, disgusting level of behavior. Mm-hmm. It's a stunning indictment on the culture.
It is. It is.
It is.
Oh, are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift puts a pause on Bad Blood to tell a security guard to lay off a fan at a Philadelphia show.
Well, actually, I think the whole point of why the story went so viral is that she didn't pause. Because, baby, now we got Bad Blood. Hey, you know we used to get Mad Love. Hey, stop. She wasn't doing anything. She literally didn't stop. She didn't pause.
So Taylor's going viral. She goes viral every weekend for some cute moment or this or that at the show. She gave the hat to Bejeweled star.
Yep. But this. Oh, and by the way, we got more information because you and I were talking about what does it mean if he used her she used his choreography and he was making a lot of TikToks this weekend saying as a part of him using her dance he got free tickets. But he also said that they had Taylor Nation, which is Taylor's management company, had reached out to him before the Eras tour began and asked for his approval to use his choreography, to which he said emphatically yes.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So they, crossed all their I's and dotted all their T's.
Totally.
Crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's.
Yeah. So she went viral this weekend because she was performing Bad Blood and she saw something off stage, what a fan was being
harassed.
Yeah, just getting in trouble with the security guard. And Taylor was seeing the situation and seeing that the fan did nothing.
Right.
She did nothing wrong.
Right.
And
by the way, that was a perfect reenactment.
So she literally is talking to the security guard, yelling at him in the middle of Bad Blood in between the lyrics. And then the security guard was escorted out.
And then the girl spoke out.
What did she say?
She let everyone know that, of course, Taylor gifted her tickets for the following night, which was last night, to relive the experience because it was ruined. And she just said, we were just living. We were jumping and screaming and dancing and we were touching the barricade. And every time we would come within an inch, this guy was just he had it out for us and was just harassing us. We were just being joyful and lovely and everyone around us was what the fuck? He just had it out for us. And then
he was being a stickler.
He was being a stickler, for nothing.
For, yeah.
And she was shooketh when Taylor noticed, there's 70,000 people in a stadium. I mean, this weekend was so crazy for Taylor. She did three shows, which some weekends she does two. She did three in Philly. Obviously, Pennsylvania is her home state. So maybe there's more fanfare for her there. And each night there was between 10 and 20,000 people standing outside the stadium just listening. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
She probably could have done 10 shows. I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true, if she actually met the demand for every single person who wanted a ticket, she would have to do 900 stadium shows.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But Philly in particular this weekend was nuts. I think that's also because Philly's a little nuts, grease the poles.
Yeah. No, and they go hard for something that they're passionate about.
It's true. They do.
They feel strongly about their passions.
Yep.
And passionately about their passions.
Right. And they take their passion project seriously, which is something we relate to.
Right.
On a deep level.
Right. So it was it wound up being a good moment for Taylor, but you could actually see she was pissed. And it felt it threw her. It would have thrown me to see, and I don't think she thought, everything she does in every show, literally every burp, goes viral.
Right.
But it's become, so it's not just going viral in the Swift universe. No. It's national news.
And I think it's national news because the way she did it was low-key funny. She's so professional. She did not stop the song, but she was she stayed on beat. She likes the beat. And now it's become, it used to be Mad Love. Hey! Stop, she wasn't doing anything. It was musical.
Yeah, it was.
It had a nice ring to it.
It did.
I wonder if people now at the following shows are going to start singing. There are certain things in the Swiftie community where
if you're
in the know, when she sings Delicate, at a certain point, everybody, chants, 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch.
What is that?
Oh, it's...
I've seen some captions.
It was very... My caption.
Someone else too. Someone else in your group.
It was a very organic thing. I don't know how it exactly started. I think somebody just filmed a video of themselves at the Reputation concert. And she was like, is it cool that I said all that? Is it because you know that it's delicate? And the guy was just like, 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch. And then it started to spread so much that people just started saying it themselves. And now it's like at the concert at that point in Delicate, you just say it. In Bad Blood, it's just become a thing where she's like, Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. And then she did a remix with Kendrick Lamar. And so everybody always sings, you forgive, but you never let it go.
Oh, so the whole crowd does
now
that.
It's just like a thing people do. There's just like, and now it's going to become a thing where she's like, maybe now we got bad, but stop. Yeah. She wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. People are going to start doing that.
They should.
100%. It's hilarious.
They should. But also Taylor's making she's all over the headlines. She was with Matt Healy in New York all weekend. Yep. Like, these two are dating. It's not AI generated.
Yeah.
They're dating. Deal with it.
And he was at the shows. He was sitting in a suite, actually, with her parents. You know, there's like that VIP tent on the floor. Jennifer Lawrence was there this weekend.
Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban.
Gigi, I think, went again. Bo Burnham was there, just, you know, fueling even more rumors that he's dating Phoebe Bridgers. Blake Lively and the kids. So it was like a star-studded affair.
Got it. And he was not in the tent. He was in a suite.
Yeah. Oh, that was my point. Yeah. He went up to a suite. Maybe he wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her mom was there too. And you know, so many good songs came out of this weekend. I was particularly crushed, Forever and Always. That's like one of my favorites. But you know, I love Forever and Always, but I really love Forever and Always, the piano version.
Yes.
And with the Secret song, she does one guitar and one piano. And I think she did Forever and Always on the guitar, which I would have loved the piano version, but whatever. I wasn't even there.
You weren't even there.
She did Gold Rush, which there were a couple songs that
Gold
I think
Rush.
That people could have guessed. Gold Rush was one of them, with my Eagles t-shirt hanging from your door. And people were never sure if she meant Eagles football team or Eagles the band, but this pretty much confirmed she meant football team. And yesterday was Mother's Day, and you know, Taylor is obsessed with her mom, and she wrote the best day for her mom, and she sang it and she cried, and like honestly I got like choked up.
Oh my God, I haven't seen the video.
You'll get choked up too.
I would get so choked up.
I'll send
especially
you a TikTok.
Yesterday was the best day.
I know.
It's such a great Mother's Day song, but it's too good.
It's too raw. When she got choked up when she was like, Daddy's smart. Oh no. And why can't I remember it? You're the prettiest lady in the whole wide world. It was so freaking cute. And you know, she like loves her mom, and like it was just
that's really sweet. I'm sure there were a lot of mothers and daughters there for
together.
Mother's Day. Like Bethany and her daughter went.
Yes, Bethany was making so much content.
She enjoyed herself.
I'm glad.
Which is like hard for her these days. She has to criticize everything, but she didn't have anything bad to say.
Oh, Brian, the points guy, was at the show on Saturday, hard launching his new boyfriend. I don't know if everybody saw it on Instagram. I was shook. I was like, okay, we're just hard launching. And he was like, what does that mean? Everyone's saying it to me. I'm like, oh God, I'll call you later. And I spoke to him yesterday. He was like, I went deaf. Like and I guess like when we were in the suite, like we missed like maybe a lot of the noise. He was like, there was one point after Champagne Problems where like everyone was cheering. He was like, I thought my eardrum was going to burst. He was like, I was plugging my ears. It was the craziest thing. And Brian was just like, it was so crazy to see someone have like 60,000 people in the palm of their hands. He was like, if she had said, everyone turn to the person next to you and kill them, like they would have.
That's like Kingsman.
Yeah. He was like, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great weekend for Taylor.
Great weekend for everyone. For mothers.
For everyone. Yeah. I agree.
It was a good weekend. I feel like karmically.
Karmically.
For everyone.
Except for these next two people who you're going to
explain.
Explain for us.
Before
in the story that is numbered number 4.
Before Claudia explains it all, let me explain that today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
Please do.
Whether you're starting a new business or growing one, if you want to be successful, you need the most talented people on your team. And that's why Jackie hired me, and she found my application on ZipRecruiter.com. You can try ZipRecruiter now for free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/toast. So why should you choose ZipRecruiter to hire for your business? Well, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds highly qualified candidates for a wide range of roles. If you've got your on one or two people who'd be perfect for your job, ZipRecruiter actually lets you send them a personal invitation, so they're more likely to apply. ZipRecruiter also offers attention-grabbing labels that speak to the job flexibility. So if you offer remote, if you offer training, if it's an urgent position, it'll really help your job stand out and get your job listing into the hands of the right candidates. So let ZipRecruiter fill all your roles with all the right candidates. It's so important that you're constantly hiring like good, efficient people who you know, who you respect, who you know have the right skill set. I'm sure sure that's why when you saw my listing on ZipRecruiter, you were like, that's the girl.
I knew immediately.
Yeah.
That was the Turdy Lou for me.
And I would just kind of change your whole business, right?
Yes, as you have in so many ways.
When I saw your listing, I was like, oh, this looks like a fun, fabulous work environment.
Yes.
And I want to be a part of this important brand.
Non-toxic work environment.
Right. So see for yourself. Go to our exclusive link of ZipRecruiter.com/toast and you'll be able to try ZipRecruiter for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Today's episode is also brought to you by Caraway. Get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. You can now save 10% off the full suite of Caraway products, from their internet famous cookware to their newly launched food storage sets. Get Caraway's high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware. It is free of PTFE like Teflon, lead, cadmium, other toxic materials. Caraway's kitchenware comes in a variety of chic shades, and all the sets include complimentary easy-access storage solutions. Jax, I know you're a girl who appreciates a Caraway.
I'm obsessed.
I know you are.
With Caraway. Like, I literally won't use anything else ever. It's the best one because it's not toxic. So, like, all these other, like, non-stick products have all these other issues. Okay, you're not sticking, but you're toxic.
Right, right. Thanks. It's one or the other.
One or the other. Caraway has none of that. It's good for you. It's also non-stick. Like, it's crazy how you just, like, put it under the sink.
Yep.
And everything's gone. It's so easy to clean. And
especially if you have, like, a husband or just, like, you live with someone who doesn't just, like, do the dish when it's done. It's like you've got egg on it for 6 hours. It still won't stick.
Yeah. Caraway is there for people like Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also gorgeous. So, like, if you make a gorgeous chili,
you don't even have to put it in
a nice bowl. Like, you just put it with Caraway. They give you those little heat protector cork pads.
Like the glass surface protector thing.
And dinner is served.
Order up. Visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for toasters, so visit carawayhome.com/toast10 or use code toast10 at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware, made modern. That's toast10, TOAST10.
It's also pretty enough to just leave out on your stove, so you don't need extra storage for the big pot.
That's so true.
You know?
Yeah, big pot.
Big pot. Next story, Jeremy Allen White's wife, Addison Timlin, files for divorce after more than 3 years of marriage. Now, I just want to say, I've never heard of either of these people until this morning.
Okay.
So, but Claudia tells me this is a big deal for people who have.
It's a very niche story, but like, if you care, you care. Let me tell you why.
And that those are some of the best stories.
Yes. Okay.
The Try Guys.
Exactly.
It's giving
so
Try Guys.
For anyone who's watched Shameless, Jeremy Allen White is like the older brother. He's so hot. Like, if you watch a show, like, you're just in love with him, okay?
Okay.
But, like, in a very, you know, tortured artist kind of way. And everyone was just kind of like, who's Jeremy Allen gonna, like, date, you know? And then, like, a few years ago, it was like, oh, he's actually gonna marry this girl. They have a baby. And it's like, it's not that exciting. They're very private. And it's like, you know, hearts were breaking everywhere when Jeremy Allen White announced this. But, you know, people were into it. They have, like, a very artsy life. They're always, like, taking artsy photos. And they're very private. But they give people a little bit. And people started to stan. It was really sweet. They just, like, had a baby, fell in love, and, like, he wasn't gonna, you know, play the Hollywood dating game. And we were crushed, but we were happy for him. And then yesterday, his wife posted on Instagram for Mother's Day, like, talking about being a single mom. And we're like, wait, what? You're married? No, you're not. He commented, like, supportive, you know, but they're not together anymore.
They're not together anymore.
It was a very hard launch of a divorce.
She filed for divorce, people has confirmed. She filed on Thursday, according to court documents, which is like a little crazy that then she posted to Instagram on Sunday.
Well, yeah, because if you file on Thursday, like, are you a single mom?
No, that was a different question that you had. But I'm just saying, like, they got away with their filing. Nobody was looking for
right.
it. So, like, they could have
they wanted people to
extended, unless they've been separated for so long.
Right.
And they're like, how did you bitches not figure it out?
Right,
here
right,
we
right.
go.
Right, right, right.
But they do have two daughters, Ezra and Dolores.
So, I just can't hear the name Dolores without thinking of Catania. Like, she owns that name. This is, you know, this is sad. It's always sad when a family breaks up, you know? He commented, so it's clear that they're not, you know, any bad blood or anything. Hey, stop. She wasn't doing anything. Now it obviously just, like, opens the door for, you know, who does Jeremy Allen White date next?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, he's, like, I think way shorter than her. He's, like, not that tall. Taylor's so tall. So
yeah,
underrated.
She is tall.
She might even be, like, a little taller than Matt Healy, but it doesn't, like, really matter because he's still tall. Jeremy Allen White is, like, a short king, but he's, like, really hot.
Okay.
And he's like, I think he's also like.
He's 32.
Oh, okay. She's what, 30, like 3 or 32. Yeah.
1989.
Right. Do the math. Do the math. 33. Depending on her birthday, it's December. But
33.
It's still, it's not a match.
Okay.
He's very artsy. Like, his Instagram is all black and white.
She likes artists.
Yeah, but like, I think he might consider her like too mainstream, you know? Oof. He gives me like toxic NYU student vibes, you know?
Okay.
Like the kids in my class.
Let me
back
check
in the
my
day.
List. I don't know if I have any art girls
we
on
We also
there.
Do need to update the list.
You know who's art girl that's single?
Who?
This is so random, but just because it's art. John Mulaney's ex-wife.
Anna Marie Tendler. Okay, like, I don't know if...
Is it too much art?
I don't know. She gives me like older vibes. How old is she?
Google.
Maybe she just gives me that vibe because she was like married for a while.
Yeah. She is 37.
Okay. But she's short. You can add her to the list too.
She's short.
We love that.
We could add her to the list. Okay, girls. Jeremy Allen White and Chloe.
No.
Aza Gonzalez.
No.
Selena Gomez.
No.
Lori Harvey.
I don't hate it, but continue.
Minka Kelly is dating someone, right?
She was last seen with the Imagine Dragons singer, right. Dan. And they were like, we haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Question mark next to her name.
Apparently she just came out with a memoir that is so good.
Really?
I saw that it's the best celebrity memoir of the year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Got to add it to my...
I love her. Oh, by the way, when I was driving through Frisco, basically all there is in Frisco is car dealerships.
I have Jeremy Allen's girlfriend.
And I just want to say, I felt like Lila Garrity. Continue.
Florence Pugh.
There so we go. It's settled. He'll marry Florence.
Case closed.
The end.
I'll put him on the list just in case, because it's nice to know like who's not, even if he starts dating someone, like he's not wifed up.
Yeah, no, he's like an interesting fella.
But you only get off the list really like when you get engaged.
I agree.
So speaking of the list and eligible people, our fifth and final story are kind of like the two most eligible bachelors and bachelorette getting together and being together in a very real way.
Who?
Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny sit courtside at the Lakers playoff game amid rumored romance. Stop calling it a rumored romance.
Like no, they literally like made out on the horse.
Making out on the court. It's not a rumor.
They went to Coachella. They've been spotted on like 11 dates. Amid romance.
They literally are like always leaving a party together. Like they
couldn't have been more clear with us. And we're all sitting here being like, well, are they?
It's a rumor that they're together.
Oh my God.
Why do they keep calling it that? Seriously.
I don't know.
I need to understand.
It's infuriating.
So they were photographed side by side in high spirits at the Lakers versus Golden State Warriors playoff game on Friday. Oh, I guess that's who's also in the playoffs.
A good matchup. California.
Yeah. It's been like very buzzy.
Yeah, because the Kardashians were there. That's why.
But also because it's like LA.
Yeah.
And the Lakers. Like, and they have so many celebrity fans.
On the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I think LeBron is on the Lakers, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So it's like very buzzy. Lots of buzz. Yeah.
Also,
hard to get tickets.
Kendall and Bad were both wearing snakeskin boots.
What does it mean?
I wonder if they coordinated that. Like, it's kind of cool.
Just like snakeskin boots like so in right now that like...
Do you think when you're in a celebrity couple...
You coordinate
that
outfits.
Your stylists like might talk about what you guys are wearing at this level of dating?
Maybe.
I would be shocked if they do at this level of dating. Like, I understand if you're like...
A couple.
A solidified couple, engaged, yeah. Certainly married.
Yeah.
But like to be in a rumored romance, like we're going to coordinate outfits, I kind of think it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, that's fair. But this just whole week or like two, the Kardashians have been at like every game, like with North, and they're like rooting for Tristan.
Yeah, so Kim and North went to the Lakers game and North had a sign.
Yeah.
That said Tristan.
And I guess it's like cute because like he's like kind of her uncle in like a weird way, like not, but like yeah.
Yeah, and it's Drew's dad. It's her cousin's dad. So
but do you think that this means anything like in terms of Khloe and Tristan?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because Khloe would have been there. And like, why not Khloe go to one game?
Right.
Actually, I don't think she could deal with the
pressure. When she used to go to Lamar's games, she would say like every time that she went, people would be like, they lost. Khloe's a curse. Oh. And she would talk on the show about how like it really made her feel bad.
That's one thing. But another is just Khloe doesn't like being in the public eye anymore. Like when you watch New Kardashians, like she had so much anxiety around red carpets. Even when they like went to Miami, just like walking from the car to the restaurant, like those pictures give her. So she's not going to sit courtside and be evaluated for 3 hours.
Yeah. But North is taking a front approach, Tristan stance. She's taking like a main character role in the family these days. Between like her TikTok and like Kim takes her everywhere now. Maybe Kim thinks she's like old enough for it, but like she's kind of like putting the family on her back.
Yeah, she would say so for sure.
For sure.
So would Nori's black book.
Yeah. But it feels like an intentional shift. Like that, Kim has like put north now, like very forward facing.
Oh.
She brought her to that award that and she stole the show.
Yeah, and they had that like high fashion week in Milan right. like last year. Yeah.
It's like maybe it's like a coming of age, like a bat mitzvah.
She's like nine.
No, I know.
I don't know. I just think it's like these are North's interests and then everything that like North and Kim do attracts attention.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then she's also just a kid going to Katy Perry with her friends.
So true.
On a private jet and going on stage.
Now, you know, Taylor's tour takes LA. Like I think she's doing like 7 shows, maybe 6. And it's just been so interesting because there are so many celebrities who like outwardly love Taylor, but there are so many celebrities who have like been very outspoken in their dislike for her, had beef with her.
Who have beef with her, who she has beef with.
Right. Like, Katy Perry's been resolved. Like, she has beef with Kim. She has beef with, like, Demi Lovato. She's, like, beef with the most random people. She has beef with Pink, which is, like, so weird. Like, Pink just, like, went off on her on Watch Happens Live 1 year. And L.A. is, like, this hub of celebrity. And I'm so curious to see, like, which celebrities will be at the L.A. shows. Like, Kim has been, like, posting videos over the last, like, 2 years where she's, like, working out or getting glam. And in the background, there's, like, Taylor Swift music playing, like, almost feeling, like, intentional.
Yeah. I feel like the only way that any of the Kardashians, like, go to Taylor Swift is, like, if Khloe takes some of the girls. Because I feel like Khloe listens to her the most, just based on, like, what I've seen.
Okay.
And also, like, her vibe. Like, Khloe's vibe is very, like, lover.
Taylor,
era,
yeah.
You know?
So true.
And so I don't think Kim cannot go.
Kim could not. But, and I don't think they could go. Like, they could be patrons of SoFi Stadium. They could buy a box.
And the Azoffs, like, own the stadium, right? And that's their close family friends. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, they could just, like, get a box, like, buy tickets. It doesn't have to be, like, a coordinated.
They don't have to talk to
Taylor's
that woman.
Camp, Tree Payne. It's not like Taylor's camp and Kim's camp got, you know, together.
Tree and Tracy don't have to talk.
Right. I would love if they did, but I don't think that they will. So they can go, and it can mean nothing.
Yeah, just, like, the girls like Taylor Swift. And, right. Like, we're not going to deny them because of the parents' drama.
Like, there's no way none of the grandkids, most of them are girls, don't like, there's not one of them who's not a super fan.
Yeah,
like I could so see Penelope being like a super fan.
No, Penelope seems more
is that she's in her Reputation era.
Yeah. Totally. But I feel like she's more like into like Travis's music than she would be into
maybe like Dream.
No, or
Chicago.
Like True, Chicago.
Yeah,
even North. If North likes Katy Perry, like,
yeah,
how would she not like Taylor unless she's not allowed to listen to it?
Right. Is there like an embargo in the house?
I don't think they would do that.
Me neither, because Kim listens.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you could be like a fan of things and not be a fan of of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, I think if it's going to happen, Khloe takes some of the kids.
That's a good prediction.
Yeah. Maybe one other, maybe
Courtney. Honestly, like Courtney's like such a mom. She like doesn't care about anything other than her kids' happiness. Like,
I know, but I don't think, I think Khloe's more of a Taylor fan than Courtney would be. And maybe Khloe goes with like
Malika.
Do Kendall and Taylor have beef?
Well, Kendall and Taylor were friends
at one point.
Like via Gigi.
Yeah, but she went on stage at 1989. Yeah,
which is so crazy.
So maybe like Khloe and Kendall take the girls. Or Khloe and
Kendall. But I feel like Kendall.
I'm sure Stormaloo loves her.
For sure. I think actually, in terms of all the girls who have like the weirdest relationship with Kendall, like, I mean, with Taylor, Kendall's is probably the weirdest, like up there with Kim, because they were friends. And you know, in Paris, the song on Midnights, I like feel like that opening line, your ex friend's sister met someone at a club and he kissed her. Turns out it was that guy you hooked up with ages ago, some wannabe C-lister. I just feel like that's your ex friend's sister. Like,
Taylor is your ex-friend's sister.
By the way, the context of the song is like somebody saying this to Taylor.
Okay.
She's like, did you hear? And then Taylor's like, no, I didn't, but thanks though.
Okay, so.
Your ex-friend's sister, Kendall.
Kendall's sister.
No, your ex-friend is Kim. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, your ex-friend is Kendall. Sister, any of them.
Was it a club?
Yeah. And made out with some wannabe C-lister.
Kylie?
I don't know. It could be anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe like, Kylie, I just feel like there's a lot of weirdness. I feel like an underrated weird relationship is Kendall and Taylor. Everyone says Kim and Taylor, but Kendall was friends with her when that whole thing went down.
Yeah.
And then Gigi.
But they weren't the best of friends.
No, but then Gigi's in this like weird ass place mm-hmm. where like she's really good friends with Kendall, but of course like sisters with Taylor. Same with her and Selena. Because Selena was spotted out like a few times with Zayn.
Yeah.
But like Kendall and Gigi are like so right. No, sorry. I can't keep these people's names. Gigi and Taylor are like sisters. Like there's no breaking them up.
Yeah. But there is a lot of crossover. Then like Kendall and Haley are such good friends, but
Haley Selena Taylor.
Selena Taylor.
There's Gigi. Like young Hollywood is so
Gigi,
fascinating.
Gigi Kendall Selena Haley.
Right. Gigi. And then there's the other layer of The Weeknd. Haley. No. Selena Taylor Bella. Like it just, it never ends.
Yeah.
Incestuous.
Yeah.
But Taylor's just kind of like out of it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's 33. I think she knows who her real friends are.
Right.
I think she doesn't. She's probably like most people, like, I don't care to make more friends. Like, yeah. And she has a really big group and circle of friends, and right. So many people.
And it's
love
gotten
her.
Smaller. Like,
right. Like, I'm good. But I don't think that keeps her up. Like, how am I going to win Kendall's friendship back?
You know, every time, like, she's seen out with a celeb or, like, someone has come to the show, she doesn't, like, do that girl gang thing anymore. So I don't really know, like, who she's on good terms with. So it's like, I was so happy to see Jennifer Lawrence
like
and her
the
are good.
Who she hangs out with in her time off, like, when she was walking down the street with the Hames and.
You know, those people are obvious, but, like, Jennifer Lawrence. Like
acquaintance.
But like she was at the show this weekend. Like they're good. It's nice to see. Because there was like the breakup of that girl group, you know?
Was Jennifer Lawrence in it?
No.
No. She's kind of irrelevant. And actually, she's hugely close with the Kardashians.
Right. Right.
I guess like you could have friends who don't get along.
I think that's extremely mature.
Yeah. As long as they don't bother you about it.
Right. Like get you involved. Ugh, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So toxic. So that's your Fast Five. I feel like all of them were, you needed to know all of them except that bullshit about Kelly. Those lies were just.
Yeah, you didn't need to know the lies, but you do need to know that people are telling lies about Kelly and that so that you can be in a position to defend her.
Lying on her name.
Yeah.
And that's our show.
That is our show.
Anything else before we wrap?
No, head over to toastmerch.com to see the Mama collection and the Bebe collection.
And head over to patreon.com/toast to see the vlog from the ACM Awards. A lot of, you know, lots of celebs in there. Dolly Parton makes an appearance.
Can't wait.
Yeah, me too. I love you.
Love ya.
We getting lunch?
Yeah. What should we get? Let's get something different.
Let's get the same thing we get every day because
no,
I love
it. I can't eat the same thing that you eat every day.
That's like just kind of my life. I have the same two meals every day.
It's too distinct. Like you've got to switch it up.
Nah.
We'll think. We'll wind up getting the same thing, but we'll think about it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Toast and Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. This video, thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where we listen to podcasts. Find us. The Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow for the day that comes after Monday, which is
4-3.
Bye.
Tuesday. Love ya. Bye.